let's put more effort into investigating UFOs. I wish Congress would put more effort into helping the public through the many emergencies we are facing, but after that, put enough assets into the UFO investigation to finally and definitively solve the mystery of what is going on in our skies. There is much talk about secret contact having already been made between high officials in some of the governments of the world and extraterrestrials, and if you think about it, ridicule would have been a perfect cover just a couple of years ago. Things are changing now, however, and so many witnesses have seen UFOs and our sensors have improved so much. When a UFO is detected in the sky which is within range of a military facility or craft, it can be detected by many different means at the same time. Michio Kaku, a prominent physicist, has called this the golden age for detection. He goes on to say, never before have so many different technologies been used on UFOs at the same time to determine what they are. Many investigators of UFOs are now saying, one of the problems we might have is caused because of our limited ability to see things in the spectrum of all the things that are out there. It would be very easy for some people to think certain things they were seeing had more to do with the paranormal than extraterrestrials. Let's take the phenomena of shadow people. That is when someone is in a dark area without light and is able to see a shadow float across the room. They can see it even in a very dark room because it is so black. This used to always be considered a supernatural event and credited to spirits. Lately, many UFO investigators have examined these events and are beginning to think they may be more extraterrestrial than supernatural. This has been caused by the fact many times they seem to be associated with aliens entering a room during an abduction. It could turn out we humans have gotten a lot wrong about UFO sightings, paranormal sightings, and yes, even alien sightings. First of all, since I have been talking about shadow people, let me say the cause of them might be extraterrestrials we cannot see, but even if they may not be in the range of our vision, they somehow could cause a shadow as one walks across a room. Some may think if this is true, why would then they end up going into a closet or such? We have to remember walls do not seem to be an obstacle to extraterrestrials, as many abducted people will tell you they came through the wall into their room and then took him or her with them through the walls and up to their ship. There is much talk about how it would be impossible for extraterrestrials to pilot UFOs because they make maneuvers such as incredible sharp turns and many times the speed of sound, which would crush us and break our bones if we were in the craft, so it must be piloted by robots. Just because this would be a problem if we were flying their ship, we could be very wrong for several different reasons. First, the ship could be advanced enough to eliminate the force of gravity on its interior. Second, an alien could have a much stronger body and bones than we have, so it might not be a problem for them. Third, they seem to be a heck of a lot more advanced than us, which may have given them time to solve this problem. Recently, dimensional travel has begun to be debated. Of course, I am talking about UFOs. There is a thought some beings might exist in the same plane as us but not in our dimension, so we would not be able to see them or get any indication they were here, even though they might be able to detect us. Perhaps this is the answer to surviving the tremendous gravity in the UFO maneuvers. There are in our plane but maybe not subject to the physics of our planet. This would mean they could observe us without any of us being aware of that fact. There seems to be a fact which might indicate there are different alien races coming here and they could be at different stages of evolution and technology. One race might be able to do something others can't because it is an older race and so forth. There is so much which seems not to make any sense when we discuss extraterrestrials, space travel and such. One of those things is, why are extraterrestrials so interested in us? We may only find out the answer to this question after contact is admitted and we are told. Another thing is, why do some UFOs chase or follow planes, fly rings around them or head for them at high speed only to turn at the last minute? Are they doing this to show they are superior to us, or are they just playing chicken for fun? If it is for fun, who knows what else they think is fun? Perhaps those ghost sightings that are being reported are really aliens enjoying themselves. Another point is, why did two former heads of the Lockheed Skunk Works, the secret plane design arm of the company which has designed some of our most successful aircraft, tell us on their deathbeds we now have the means to take ET home? This would certainly seem to indicate we are far more advanced in space travel than we are led to believe. If that is true, perhaps we have already flown to other solar systems and met with different races. It is hard to believe to different men on their deathbeds, to very important men who knew what they were talking about, would try and fool us by making up such an incredible lie. On the other hand, how many nations would be participating? If it is the Big Three, the United States, Russia and China, why would there be such tension between them? Doesn't it seem they would be far more interested in exploration of space and meeting extraterrestrials, instead of arguing among themselves? One theory I heard the other day was perhaps the aliens only made contact with one country they perceived as being the most powerful. The United States and the other countries are not privy to that technology which we might be keeping secret. If that is true, we have been wasting hundreds of billions of dollars since the space race started by using rockets for launches and exploration when we had something much, much faster and more advanced.